Volunteers and donors from the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor have helped local families make life-changing home improvements. Through the Bragg Ann Arbor Foundation, their community service groups, including Home for Good and Help for the Homefront, are making a difference in our community. I'm Lucianne Lance, and joining us on Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY for our Around the Home segment, we welcome one of the good souls involved, Justin Corey. He is co-founder of Corey Contracting Company. He's also a former Marine. Thank you for your service, sir. Hence, of course, this community service that you're doing, Help for the Homefront. How did this start for you, Justin?
So I was offered an opportunity to kind of create a new program under Bragg. And since I'm a veteran myself, I figured that I would like to focus on veterans if at all possible. And it just kind of gave me the conduit, if you will, to kind of make something happen in the community. And luckily, Bragg was on board with me. They've stood behind me the whole way, really supported my mission. And I've just gotten unprecedented support in every aspect from every member, from the entire association. So it really goes without saying that I couldn't do it without them.
Tell me your about your time in the service as a Marine.
So I was in the Marine Corps from 2004 to 2008. I did a combat tour in Iraq in 2005 in Ramadi, Iraq. I was also deployed to Okinawa and the Philippines. Like you probably hear from anybody, there was some good, some bad, but overall, I think it really, gave me some discipline in life and the skills to take on a mission like what we have here with Help for the Homefront.
Did you establish your company then when you came home?
No, it was several years after I was home. Me and my brother did this together, my brother Nathan Corey, mm-hmm. and we're kind of taking this on, you know, grabbing the bull by the horns and trying to turn this into something. And Bragg has definitely been a contributing factor in that. There's a lot of networking that happens there and stuff, and it's really been beneficial for us.
That's marvelous. So you have this need to help others as well. Where does that come from for you? And let's talk a little bit about one family in particular that you've been helping in Sio Farms. How did that begin for you?
You know, being a veteran myself, I've noticed that veterans are generally under-supported, and that comes from a kind of a variety of issues, one of which being, you know, national budget. They're always the first budget to be cut. The other aspect is that oftentimes these veterans don't seek the help that they need and deserve. Just maybe it's pride, maybe it's not knowing that these, you know, programs are available for them to utilize. But from my point of view, I know that veterans are very under-supported. This veteran in particular has a home that is a manufactured home, mobile home. For example, the VA won't contribute any finances into the into the improvement of his space just because it's not brick and mortar.
Really?
It's actually, they don't consider it a home. So it's things like this that make me say that, you know, veterans, prior veterans, you know, active military, these are the guys that need to step up and fill these voids where the VA doesn't, you know, represent us very well. It's up to us. Nobody's going to do it for us. And I just want to pass on what I have to the community, and particularly the veterans in the community.
Oh, bless your heart. So you're in phase two now with helping out this family. Phase one started in 2022. What were you able to complete for this family at that time?
So phase one, we did a bathroom. Peter was in a wheelchair, and he couldn't even get through the bathroom door at his home. So he had no option to use the facilities in his own home, which is something we all take for granted. Oh. And I just thought that was completely unacceptable. So I stepped in there, and first we did the bathroom. And while we were there, I noticed that the deck was nearly falling over. And that's the only space that he gets to be outside, being that he's wheelchair bound. And the kitchen was just in disarray. So his wife is really taking care of him, going above and beyond every day. I wanted to help make the facilities that she utilizes in, you know, helping him with his handicap, you know, make that accommodating, you know, make that something that, you know, really helps what she has going on there and helps Peter, you know, to live a better quality of life.
In addition, I understand their kitchen needed some help as well. They had rotten cabinets and countertops that a previous contractor didn't finish work. What was that like?
You know, the kitchen was in really rough shape. They were missing countertops and had plywood in place just as a surface to set things. There was some rotten cabinetry. It was just generally aged. You know, it didn't age very well, being that it's a mobile home. And then at some point they had a contractor in there that tried to do some kind of some Band-Aid work, and it just didn't really service the kitchen at all. So we went in there this time and ripped it all the way down to the studs, and we're building it all the way back up from scratch. It's going to be a beautiful kitchen now once
wow.
we once we wrap up, and it's going to give him a little bit more space to move around in there and things like that as well.
And so that was phase two for this this veteran as well. The response you must get from people that you're helping, that has got to be so gratifying for you.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. That's one of the best parts of this, is seeing the appreciation from those that were able to help. And it really kind of, you know, touches the heart, if you will.
The Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor has a foundation, as I mentioned, that helps with these endeavors. There was a $17,500 grant that you were able to utilize for that throughout. You also, though, worked with the Semper Fi Foundation. Tell me about that, and just talk a little bit about who else helped with this and how you were able to accomplish this.
Well, it's really hard to run down the list. If you go to our website, there's an entire list of all the local companies that have been involved in this. I think we're at about 42 now,
wow,
which is phenomenal. I can't believe that we were able to pull that type of support together for this project. And really, anybody that I've asked has been on board. They love what we're doing. They see that we're really trying to make a difference, and they're, you know, willing to help us work on these projects. We did get the $17,500 for the bathroom last year from Builders and Remodelers Association. This year, I reached out to the Semper Fi Fund out of California, and their whole thing is just helping out veterans. So I explained to them the situation we had going on, sent them some photos of the kitchen, things like that, and they were in agreement that something had to be done. So they were gracious enough to give us $20,000 to make the kitchen, you know, livable, nice for this client. And we're about halfway through with that kitchen right now. So hoping to get some photos up of it soon and let everybody that's been involved see the finished product.
Where can people go to get more information on this? And you mentioned a website.
Yep, they can go to my website, which is CoreyContracting.com, in particular, CoreyContracting.com/help-for-the-homefront. Also, Bragg has a lot of information on there, as well as social media. I know Bragg is really active on social media as far as keeping, you know, people in the know about what's going on. They should have some pictures and things like that up there. And once we complete this thing, we're really going to try to get the word out and, you know, get the finished photos and things like that in front of people and let everybody see what they contributed to, because that's also something to be proud of.
Well, the photos I've seen so far, you do absolutely beautiful work, Justin, and Corey Contracting Company, just absolutely gorgeous. CoreyContracting.com, and that's CORRY. And for the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, it's BraggAnnArbor.com. Such a marvelous endeavor. Will there be others that you will be trying to help as well once you're complete with this home?
You know, fingers crossed. Right now it's kind of difficult to find the veterans that need the help. You really got to, you know, kind of get in the trenches and find them. I'm in touch with the disabled American veterans and with the veterans of foreign wars and things like that. So we're really trying to pull these veterans out. If any of your listeners have any veterans that are in need that own their home, please have them get in contact with me. I would love to, you know, see if we couldn't help out. So the goal is to keep this program rolling, but we can only roll as far as we have candidates to accept the contribution.
I imagine for many of those veterans, making their homes be accessible is probably one of the primary concerns. Do you find that to be true?
Absolutely. I think that any veteran that's in a wheelchair faces a certain set of challenges. But that being said, we're also into just general repair. If you have a leaky roof, if you have a door in the back of your house that doesn't work, things like that, we're happy to look at that. We really don't have a criteria you have to meet as far as work. We just need you to own your home so we can invest into it.
Yeah. Talking with Justin Corey from Corey Contracting here on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY. Obviously, you're doing this in addition to your work. Let's talk a little bit about the kind of work that you do for your customers as well, and how that's been going, particularly now that we're 3 years out of the pandemic, and have things improved for your industry?
Absolutely. Things are massively improved from where we were when we came out of COVID. The phone seems to be ringing. The jobs are quality jobs that we're getting. We concentrate on basements, bathrooms, kitchens, and additions. And like I said, the phone keeps ringing. We really have no complaints in that regard. All of the materials lead times are kind of clearing up now, and we're getting a clearer picture on when we can expect these materials rather than the unknowns. So the dust is kind of settled post COVID, and we're really lucky for that.
Yeah. It's you and your brother. Do you have others that work with you?
We sure do. We have a guy by the name of Jet Jones. He's our other guy on site. And they really knock it out of the park every day for us. They're out there getting the job done and making happy customers all along the way.
Well, I hope our listeners go online to CoreyContracting.com and salute you for not only the beautiful work you do, but the great nonprofit work you're doing, helping out other people in the community to realize their dreams. They wouldn't be able to do this without what you've been able to pull together on this Help for the Home front. And it is remarkable. It really is. Thank you so much. Good soul.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, we appreciate you very much. And he's a member of the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor as well. Go to BraggAnnArbor.com. And for more information on Corey Contracting, go to CoreyContracting.com. That's C-O-R-R-Y Contracting.com. What did Peter and his wife say to you when they started seeing what you were doing? What was some of the, I'm sure they were just absolutely flabbergasted.
Absolutely. I think they were a little apprehensive at first just because nobody's ever stepped in to provide them such a service free of charge. But now that we've completed the bathroom and we're moving in the kitchen, they can't say thank you enough, how appreciative they are every time we see them. I mean, most of the time they're fighting back tears, to be honest with you, that we're investing so much with them and helping them so much. They're really just beyond grateful. And that just makes our job that much easier because every sub that we have in there, they make sure and thank and tell them how appreciative they are for their, the work that they're contributing. They're free of charge. So
wow,
they're beyond appreciative.
Bless all of you. Justin Corey, co-founder of Corey Contracting, on the Lucy Ann Lance Show today, talking about Operation Help for the Homefront through the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.